This goes to Paula Ellsworth, E-L-L-S-W-O-R-T-H, D like David, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-875-5168. Regarding Emma, E-M-M-A, middle name is Lee, L-E-E, Kramer, C-R-E-M like Mary, E-R. Date of birth 1/7/1941. Dear Paula, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Kramer with stage 3B to 4, chronic kidney disease, primary hyperparathyroidism with history of hypercalcemia and hypertension. Her last visit was August 1st of 2022. She reports that she's been eating quite a bit of ice cream every day, which is known to be a good source of calcium. And her most recent lab study showed that her calcium level was elevated at 10.5. She is intolerant of Sensipar. It makes her vomit. And there's nothing comparable, an oral medication, there's nothing comparable to Sensipar for treating elevated calcium and primary hyperparathyroidism. But the patient is willing to make dietary changes and to cut back on the amount of ice cream that she's consuming. She has no symptoms of chronic kidney disease, no hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. She does have chronic edema of the lower extremities and real easy bruising on her hands and fingers with minimal trauma. She has chronic bruising. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. She has chronic constipation without blood or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. She has nocturia 3 to 4 times a night without incontinence. No chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Lasix 20 milligram daily. Spironolactone is 50 milligram daily. In addition to other routine medications. Physical examination, patient's weight is 216 pounds, and this is stable. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 150/70, pulse 79, and oxygen saturation is 95% on room air. Neck is without jugular venous distension and no carotid bruits. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, and no ascites. She has 1+ edema in ankles and feet bilaterally. Labs, the most recent lab studies were done February 2nd of 2023. Creatinine is slightly higher than usual. She is 1.8 with estimated GFR of 28. Her usual range is between 1.5 and 1.6. But she did reach 1.8 February 2nd of 2021. And so this is not out of the line. This is not unusually high for the patient. It's just slightly high. Sodium 141, potassium 4.1, carbon dioxide 30, phosphorus 3.3. Her calcium is 10.5, albumin 4.3. Intact parathyroid is 311, previous level 254.4. Hemoglobin 15.3 with a normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with slightly higher creatinine levels, but not out of range. No uremic symptoms, no progression of chronic kidney disease. 2, hypertension. She is on verapamil, 80 milligram in the morning and 40 in the evening. 3, primary hyperparathyroidism with hypercalcemia, which is mild. We've asked the patient to restrict her calcium intake in her diet. That will include cutting back on ice cream consumption. She does not drink milk, but she does eat ice cream almost every day. So she agrees to do so. We would like to continue to check labs every 3 months, and she'll follow a low-salt diet, and she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 5 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.